Welcome back, listeners. If you have just tuned into Tackling the Outdoors, as I've mentioned earlier, Keem was unfortunately not available for today's show, so I'm the host for the hour. Just before I play the music, I did an interview earlier in the week with rugby legend Francois Pienaar. Now I'm going to do an interview with a legend in the making. He's 7 years old, Trey Patton, and he plays golf, and he's only in grade one at Wamburg Boys. What I'm about to say is so cool. He came third in the African Junior Champs in golf in his age group. There were 13 boys who were 7 years old and played golf in the 3 days competition in the St. Lemaire golf course. Welcome, Trey. How are you feeling?
Fine.
So now before we begin, I'm going to tell you how I say hello to my people, and I'd like you to say it. Eh? So could you say salolas?
Salolas,
yes. So, yeah, welcome to RX Radio. So, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself? What else do you do besides playing golf?
Soccer.
You play soccer. And what position? Do you play in the defense, in the midfield, or in...
Midfielder.
Oh, midfielder. And what is it about soccer that you like?
It's fun.
It's fun. Oh. So, at what age did you start playing golf?
At two.
Yo, that's great. So what is it about golf that caught your interest the most? What do you like about the sport?
Because it's nice.
Nice. Nice in what way? Does it calm you down? Do it give you the chance to bring out all your frustrations? Or
it calms me down.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, golf is a major sport right around the world, and there's many golfers internationally and like playing professional. What golfer is it that you look up to the most, that you is your role model, or would you like to be in future?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, all-time favorite. To be honest with you, you met my friend earlier on. Yesterday, when we were talking about this, I told him that we're doing an interview, and then... When I told him that question, so he said, first time, you're going to say Tiger Woods. Yeah, so what is it about Tiger Woods that you like?
Because it's so good.
Is he good? Oh. And what is his ranking now at this current moment? Okay, no, it's fine.
He's not playing,
Jay. So... Yes, Mom, I heard you there in the background, eh? Could you share with us, please?
So Trey, I think, likes Tiger because if we watch some of the best all-time shots,
yeah.
Tiger, just some of the things he does is absolutely magical. The way he hits the ball, the way he gets it into the hole, I mean, it's some of those videos are just, it's unbelievable how he did it. But Trey likes lots of golfers. What are your other favorite golfers, Trey?
Rory,
and what about?
Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson.
There you go. He's got lots of favorites.
Yeah, that's actually good because you have to have a role
Rico
model.
Rico Stazen.
Oh, so now you're giving a whole name. That's great. That was the voice of Tiara, Trey's mom. Yeah, so Trey, could you tell me a little bit more of the African Junior Champs? How was the competition for you?
It was nice.
Oh, and what did you enjoy about it? What stood out the most?
Because we were...
played for 5 days.
We were playing for 3 days.
For three? That sounds so cute.
Yeah. It was a tough competition?
It was tough.
Yeah, naked.
Oh, so Tyrod, would you mind telling us a little bit about it? Were you with him on the journey?
Yes, I think for his dad and I, it was quite an stressful experience, but we went with no expectations. It was the first time he had entered the competition. There were 140 children in total that were playing from all around South Africa and Africa, as far as Italy. In fact, there were 40 international children that played. And Trey was the only boy from the Western Cape that partook in the competition in his age group. There were 4 other boys from the Western Cape that took part. So I think only on day one, after he was laying second, did we realize that he had a chance to come in the top 3.
Yeah, and so, that's great.
So after day one, That was kind of it for us. And day two was very challenging, but day three was probably the most stressful. And he played really well. I think as parents, we always say our kids are great, great at all kinds of sports. Yeah. But until I saw him play in a very challenging sport, and actually the weather wasn't really good for us either. It was very windy. Almost four seasons in one day, that kind of weather.
Yeah.
He teed off very early, at 10 past 7 in the morning.
Sure.
So by half past 9, 10, we were done for the day. And so there were lots of contributing challenges, I think. But I watched him play. I think golf is more of a mental game. And I'm proud to say that he's actually as small as he is.
He's really
good. Because all the boys were very big. He's tiny for 7 years old. So they have almost a competitive advantage in that they can hit the ball very
harder
far.
And, yeah.
Exactly, because they're so big. And here's this tiny 7-year-old boy.
Making it in the top three. Yeah, and we also have his dad in studio, Herschel. So if you might wondering.
David.
So, yeah.
David.
Oh, David. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, today, would you like to partake in any further, like any competitions in future?
Yes.
Like, what is your next goal? Like, you see, you made the top three in the junior champs. Now, what's your next goal? Like, your next competition? What do you wish to put? What the effort?
Where do you want to play?
You want to be first?
In America? Where?
In America.
In the US kids.
Yeah.
World yeah. Junior champs.
And when you grow up, would you like to become a professional golfer?
Yes.
Is that one of your goals?
Yes.
But as your mom said, you're really great with a stick. So you never know, that could be reality. If there is a child that is 7 years old and maybe the same size as you, a little bit tiny, and they also have goals like in a sport that they would like to achieve, but they're a bit scary or shy, what could you tell them?
You must never give up.
Never give up and push for everything. Huh? So thank you so much for doing the interview with me today. I hope nothing but success for you and your golfing career. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Salulas. Yeah, as we know by now, we'd love to hear what you listeners have to say. You can contact us on our social media platforms. On Twitter, it's at RX Radio SA. On Facebook, RX Radio SA. Instagram, at RX Radio SA. And on WhatsApp, 060-621-8048. You can either send us a message or a voice note. Now it's time for some music.